All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up page Kuf Mem Aleph. Page Kuf Mem Aleph, the bottom. So Shotis, remember again, just to reorient ourselves, I was checking up last night. It's been 2 weeks since our last year on Gan HaEmunah. So we have now a few days before the Sukkah schedule sets in. So remember again, the Mechaber, obviously the topic of the particular Sefer is Emunah, but specifically again what we've been discussing are the three, what we'll call the three pillars, or the three prongs of Emunah. Right? Number one, a belief that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, a belief that everything is for good. And number three, the belief that everything contains a lesson. There's something to be learned in each of our life circumstances. The Mechaber then in this particular chapter is going on to discuss the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes puts us in positions of authority in order to be able to do good with others. And sometimes positions of authority in and of themselves are an isayon, are an incredible test, because it's so easy to abuse power, so easy to abuse authority, and a person has to realize that if he has authority, it's because it's a shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because it's a shlichus, therefore, again, a person has to use it in a way that uplifts himself and uplifts all those around him. So we gave a number of different examples of different kinds of positions. Let's take a look at the bottom of page Kuf Mem Aleph, Shoter. So say Shoter is an officer, specifically again like a police officer. He says, Tafkidom shel ha-shoter hu chashuv yosan li'am Yisrael. Obviously, the job of a police officer is very important for Klal Yisrael. La'asos seder tov v'limnoat tzar mehabrios. The job of the officer is to create order and to remove harm from the constituents, from people. Kimoshe muva beperk yavas. Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim Omer, Hevi mispalel b'shloma shel malchus. Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim said, always daven for the shalom, for the good of the monarchy. Sheil mali mora, ish esrei chayim alavos. This is actually exceptionally important. That always daven for the success of the government, for the shalom of the government, because without fear of authority, people would swallow each other alive. I'll say very, very important to you. So that's why, you know, again, throughout the years, people often have differences of opinion as to the, you know, the bracha, that the mishaberach that we recite for the president, the vice president on Shabbos. So, you know, depending on a person's political views, so you have to understand something, that bracha, that mishaberach is way above, it transcends politics. What it's saying is, Ribono shel Olam, bless the leaders of whatever country we live in, because whether you like them, you don't like them, at the end of the day, the ability to have, quote-unquote, stable government, the ability to go ahead and provide some level of proper authority framework, ultimately, again, is an absolute necessity just for the continuity of society. So the Gemara goes on. Without authority, without laws, the world would descend into chaos. Ulam. So we'll say, remember again, there's a direct proportion between the amount of authority vested in someone versus what? Versus the nisayon, versus the incredible challenge that comes with that position as well. So on one hand, the shoter, the police officer, has an incredible responsibility to preserve order, to go ahead and prevent chaos. On the flip side, with that authority also comes great responsibility and the ability for great corruption. Last paragraph, Kuf Mem Aleph. Hanisan ha'ikar shel ha-shoter, hu lo lipol ha-masi achzaris lekochanios. This is amazing what I'm saying. So what's the nisayon of the police officer? It's not to go ahead and become a cruel person or to become a self-serving person. Va'alav ladas shemishamayim nosnu lo tafkizeh. Well, say it's important for a person to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him this position. Now here the Mechaber is highlighting another very important yisod, which is what? Which is that at the end of the day, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us positions of power, or we'll see, by the way, it's not just positions of power, the Ribono Shel Olam gives us opportunities in life to fix that which is broken within ourselves. a very important yisod, we'll say, that sometimes Kosh Baruch will give me an opportunity because there's something broken in me that I need to fix. And it's through this position, it's ultimately, again, through this particular circumstance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through this power of authority, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the ability to go ahead and fix it. He goes on, he says, V'alav lahaskil, b'shtamish b'shilton, sheyesh b'yado, kirtzon Hashem, b'osei pech kuf membeis. Person should make sure to go ahead and utilize this position of authority in accordance with the will of God. Rak almanas lahashlit seidur l'chanech es b'nei adam, b'lilis achzer aleihem, olis alel b'hem. And b'osei, a person ultimately, again, should use this authority to help people, to create seidur people, but not to chas v'shalom abuse people, or to go ahead and become indifferent to people. L'dugma, he gives an example, kuf membeis, second paragraph. Shoter, we'll say, is actually very profound. Shoter sha'atzer adam sha'avra aveiras tunu akidome. Let's say a police officer pulls over someone for a traffic violation or for something else. Bimkom lifnos, so we'll say so again. Anyone who's ever been pulled over for any type of traffic infraction, anything, you know, the scariest part is often not the fact that you're going to have to pay money, and unfortunately you might get some points and your insurance goes up. What's the worst part? The worst part is not knowing the behavior of the police officer. Right, Mamish, that sometimes, again, just sometimes a person can experience like a cruelty on the part. Right, I made a mistake. I got it. I'm going to own it. Right? I'm happy to do tshuva. I'm happy to pay. Whatever it is. But you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be nasty. It's just not a need. It doesn't help me. So he says over here that this is part of the nisayon of authority. Instead of going ahead and being arrogant and literally, again, taking hold of the person, says again, the nisayon of this particular position of authority is when you go ahead and you have the ability to exercise it over someone else, it's easy to go ahead and do it in a damaging way. It's easy to do it in a harsh way, but instead do it softly. Listen to this. I don't know if anyone actually does this, but it's quite interesting to see what he describes. And if you're the police officer and you pull over the person for the infraction, you should talk to them nicely. V'yomer, shalom, ma shalomcha, how are you? Teida, she'in li shum davar negdecha. You should know, this is the police officer talking to the offender. I have nothing against you. Ela sha'ata avarta ala chok, but you've broken the law. You broke the speed limit. And it is my job as the police officer to watch over you and to watch over the other drivers. You have to know not only are you putting yourself in danger, but you're putting everyone else on the road in danger as well. And the pedestrians in danger. Tia Yashar, I'm asking you to please be abide by the rules. V'toda ala ames utekabalas adin bi'ahava. I'm telling you the truth, right? Admit that I'm telling you the truth, and accept this din ba'ahava. So again, this is how the Mechaber models the conversation between the police officer, ultimately again, and the offender. What's the idea over here? What's the point the Mechaber is trying to make? Sirbo says sometimes, when we're arrogant, and sometimes when we come off strong, it's because we let our authority or we let our power go to our head. But I will say, at the end of the day, if you realize that you're just a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not my power. The Moshe Shalom has given me this authority to hopefully affect change, but also to go ahead and what? But also to go ahead and fix things that are broken inside of me. That's the other piece of this. So if I go ahead and I use it to lord over people, then I'm missing the entire point. Let's finish off one last paragraph. Gam im al pi achok yesh l'shoter v'sharos l'oseis k'naska. This is an amazing paragraph. Even if the police officer has the ability to give a large fine, v'af lishlo l'nagis harishayon, and even if he has the right to revoke the driver's license, yishtalis naig brachmanas. I will say, you know, sometimes having authority knows means knowing when not to use it. Meaning, I will say, it's the same thing. We know this is sort of parenting. Just because you can punish doesn't mean you should punish. He says, so too again with authority, just because you have it doesn't automatically mean you should always wield it. Something is in the say, the greatest use of authority is the ability to deal with someone with compassion. Don't give a larger fine than necessary. Sometimes, so the police officer needs to get a quota, right? Or sometimes again he gets a percentage of the tickets that he offers. Person has to be careful not to allow his self-interest to interfere with his execution of his duties. Very apropos. Person should realize that his parnasa is determined by Rosh Hashanah. Is determined by Shabbat and Rosh Hashanah. So by squeezing something out of someone or by abusing his power, he's not going to give him any more parnasa. Vehem lo yafsidu shem einam nosnim kinosos mifuzarim o afilu mevachim bemakom shetarach levater. His parnasa will not suffer if he doesn't give the highest fine possible, and his parnasa will not suffer even if he lets someone off when he realizes that he doesn't need to go ahead and give the punishment to the individual. Boshalom has many ways of giving us what he truly wants and desires to give us. We'll stop over here for today. But bottom line, Rabbi says, in two incredible yisogos. Number one, to recognize that if I'm put in a position of power, that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, again, I must use that authority wisely. And not, chas v'shalom, allow my ego to run away with that authority and that power that all too often happens and is the great nisayon of authority or power or leadership positions. But Rabbi says, number two, and this is the really incredible yisod. We'll say each of us have something that's broken. And I know, you know, it's only the second day after Yom Kippur. So I think to myself, okay, the good news is I have nothing that's broken yet. Baruch Hashem. Wonderful. Which is hopefully true for all of us, we'll say. But at the end of the day, I also know that over the course of the year, stuff breaks. It's just the way that it happens. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in positions that give us the ability to fix that which is broken within ourselves. And if we abuse those positions, if we abuse those opportunities, if we abuse that authority, then not only are we feeding an unhealthy sense of self and unhealthy ego, but we're losing out on incredible opportunities to go ahead and fix things. I will say, what the Mechaber is saying is that very often, you know, we spoke about this before, he quoted the Arizal, who says that if a person wants to know, right, everybody wants to know, what's my purpose in this world? So let's remember again, what did the Mechaber say? If you want to figure out, what's your purpose in this world? So what do you do? What do? You look at that thing that you struggle with most. That thing that you struggle with most, chances are, that that's something that's unresolved from a previous life. And I'm here again as another Gilgul in order to fix that thing as well. What the Mechaber also points out is that sometimes people who are vested with positions of authority, it's quite possible that maybe in a previous life, I suffered from egocentricity, right? From a previous life, I had a terrible midah of gaiva that I didn't work out. So what does Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He gives us another opportunity to be able to work through that negative midah by giving us authority, but in this lifetime, ultimately asking us to use it wisely. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Hashem Kufman base tomorrow.